producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Happy President's Day. I know many of you guys have the day off. Good for you, okay? You know, I'm working. I hope you guys had a great Valentine's. Valentine's came on a Sunday night for us. Great if you guys have a three-day weekend. But for me and hubby, I was like, nah, I gotta get up early. So our Valentine's is going to be celebrated, I don't know, maybe a half a year from now. Now, we had a good Valentine's, very romantic, very lovey-dovey. It's over, thank the Lord. Whew, awesome. It's interesting. I always thought, okay, President's Day was originally, I guess, designed for George Washington. And it's a holiday now to honor all the presidents. But according to History.com, Washington's birthday was how the holiday began. After he died in 1799... they celebrated each year on February 22nd. Then in 1832, on the centennial of his birth, and then in 1848, when construction first started on the Washington Monument. Now we include Abe Lincoln. There's the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, so now they make it a Monday, and instead of the actual day that, you know, February 22nd, and then the holiday became recognized as a day to honor multiple past presidents, okay? So it's not just about George. It used to be, see, I don't know, when I was growing up, it was Washington's, you had Washington's birthday, you had Lincoln's birthday. I don't know if they had actual President's Day. I don't know if that was designed a little bit later than that. But anyway, so try to remember the first president too when you do this. Now, many of you guys are not sitting home honoring the presidents and toasting, you know, to all the presidents that we've had, okay? What many of you guys are doing is trying to get the discounts. So, most car companies are closed on Sundays, yet I guess there's supposed to be some big President's Day sales for those of us who can buy a car. I can't, so not happening. And there's a lot of President's Day sales. That's what many of you guys are doing. Very interesting. In different states, sometimes the name of this holiday is different. According to Bustle.com, in Virginia, which is obviously George Washington's home state, they call it George Washington's Day. In Alabama, they call it Washington and Jefferson Day. And some of you don't know where to put the apostrophe. Some of you say President's Day, where the apostrophe is, you know, like Jack's shoes. You put the in between the K and the S. But some of them are going, wait, it's the President's Day, so it's President's plural, and you put the apostrophe after it. Very confusing for those of you guys making signs, right, to sell, for specials, and, you know, you tick somebody off who's a linguistic scholar. Then Lyndon B. Johnson, of course, changed President's Day to the three-day weekend. Many of you guys are really happy about that. So the Uniform Monday Holiday Act in 1968, taken into effect by Nixon in 71, proposed to move several federal holidays to Mondays. Then we get all these three-day weekends. It'll cut down on work absenteeism. So that's a problem. When you have a day off smack in the middle of the week, I noticed that with my staff, too. You know, just things start winding down. The whole week, nothing gets done. But if you have a short, here's the other thing, too. If you, as an employer, if the holiday is on Friday or Thursday, you already see less output, and, you know, people kind of winding down. I do the same thing, going, you know what, it's a short week. We got the holiday coming up. Not a lot gets done that week. But if you make it a three-day weekend, when people get back to work on Tuesday, they're more energized and ready to hustle. So, although I'm working today, so I guess that doesn't even account to me. One of these days I'll get 3-day weekends. I can't wait. All right. And then back in the 2000s, they were talking about going back to just the individual president's days. So then Lincoln would have his own day, Washington would have his own day. And trust me, people love paid holidays, especially if you work for the government. It really, to get a free day, a paid day off, that's nice. I've never had a job like that. I cannot wait. I know, I one day I will. So for those of you enjoying it, I hope you did. Some of us enjoyed the presidential debate Saturday night. Saturday night, a lot of you guys went out to celebrate Valentine's. I stayed home and watched the debate. Very entertaining. I mean, a lot of back and forth. I thought it was a little odd in the beginning when they took the moment of silence to for Supreme Court Justice's Scalia's passing, which we'll talk about in a little bit after the break. The unfortunate incident that happened, and we had heard about the news just hours before the debate. So we knew the debate would, you know, discuss the Supreme Court nominee and how the GOP should handle it versus the president. And when they took a moment of silence, everybody kind of seemed to put their head down and pray, kind of, you know, shut their eyes. You saw Marco Rubio cross himself. But Donald Trump, he took his moment of silence. I mean, he did, you know, what he was supposed to. But it's very interesting because with him, he looked at the camera. And his eyes followed the camera. And so I thought, I mean, if I was his publicist, I would say, you know, during the moment of silence, put your head down. Okay? You don't have to technically with the moment of silence, but unfortunately that kind of looked a little bad. Other than that, I think he held his own. You know, throughout the debate, thought Jeb Bush did a fairly good job defending, you know, his family. I mean, you know, it's really hard to sit there and you know, take a beating for what, you know, your past president families have done. Jeb obviously looked uncomfortable by the battering he got, but I think he held his own when it came to look. You know, he said, you know, my father to me is the most wonderful man in the world in my eyes. So, you know, when you have to choose between family and, you know, a debate stage, I think he did right choosing family. Okay. You know, he's supposed to be a family man, but, a lot of issues brought up. Donald Trump said he never officially cursed. He said that one clip where they had him look like he said, you know, Donald Duck, themselves. He said he used a bleep, and they bleeped so it looked like he actually cursed. That I thought was a little odd. Because if he never cursed the whole time, why is everybody saying he did? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to everybody over there. We got Scott, we got Tom, we got Kyle, and there's another one with a very sexy voice. I forget his name, but we got a whole crew working on President's Day to make this show happen for you. So thank you, guys. Thank you a lot. Like, I don't have the sexy voice. I'm not. I don't have a sexy voice. Never had that. The show would be very different if I did. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Saturday we found out that Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia had died. And right now, from what we're being told, they are considering it from natural causes. No autopsy at this point was necessary. He died at of the age of 79. He would have turned 80 March 11th. Chris Lujan, manager for Sunset Funeral Homes in Texas, said he has been taken to the El Paso facility and flown to Virginia. Scalia's family did not really think a private autopsy was necessary, requested his remains be returned to Washington as soon as possible. No signs of foul play. Apparently, he wasn't feeling well. He said he was going to retire to his room at a West Texas resort ranch Saturday morning. And then, unfortunately, he was found passed away. It obviously was a huge shock to us. We've been kind of watching the Supreme Court and how, mature it is. And it's been something, unfortunately, politically watched to the point that when a Supreme Court justice dies, rather than the news circulating around their accomplishments and, stories of how they, how they became a Supreme Court justice and all the, the fine work they did, immediately it came to political turbulence. And it is going to be a very vicious fight over the next 10 months, actually before the election, 9 months. Now, President Obama is still president until January. So there's plenty of time for him to make a recommendation and nominate somebody, and plenty of time for Congress to approve it. What Congress wants to do at this point is going to be another matter. So, let's just look at the ages of who's on the Supreme Court. And it was very interesting because 2 days prior, I had talked to, my husband about it. I go, it's very interesting. And maybe it's because I've been watching House of Cards. I mean, I'm caught up with all the episodes. But, I asked my husband, I go, why didn't President Obama ask, like, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg or one of the other older ones, Breyer, to step down so that he could nominate another one, one that could have a lot of longevity, like Elena Kagan is only 55. And, I was kind of surprised by that. And I thought that, he would have tried to take that political advantage and make that move. And he didn't. OK. And I think that was very commendable. But when you take a look at the ages of our Supreme Court justice, whoever is president next term has the potential to, nominate. And you don't want to talk about it like that. But if you look at life expectancy, we have a very, very mature Supreme Court. Nobody wishes that anybody would pass, but retiring could be a possibility for some of them older. So you have Anthony Kennedy, 79 and a half. Okay, his birthday's in July. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan back in 1988, has already served close to 28 years. Clarence Thomas, 67 years old, appointed by George Bush, has a birthday in June, would be 68. Not bad. I mean, now, men are living longer. I mean, look at Scalia, almost 80 years old. That used to be unheard of for a man to live that long. Clarence Thomas has served about 24 years. Ruth Ginsburg is 82 years old, the oldest sitting member of the Supreme Court. Born in 1933, has a birthday coming up in March, which should be turning 83, was appointed by Bill Clinton, has been serving for about 22 years thus far. Stephen Breyer, 77 and a half, appointed by Bill Clinton back in 1994. Chief Justice John Roberts is 61 years old, appointed by George Bush, has been serving about 10 years. Alito, Samuel Alito, about 65, going to be 66 in April, appointed by George Bush, and he's been serving for about 10 years. Sonia Sotomayor, 61 and a half, appointed by Barack Obama back in 09, and Elena Kagan, 55, almost 60 by April, appointed by Barack Obama, has served 5 years, 6 months. Boy, it's been fast. It seems like yesterday when both of them were just appointed. So that's kind of, yeah, boy, time goes fast. So we obviously have we have half of the Supreme Court under 65, the majority, the other half older. A Democratic president appointing the another Supreme Court justice obviously tips it to a more liberal leaning Supreme Court, although it actually has been more liberal leaning in many of its rulings thus far. So but what we are doing is we're swapping a very conservative leaning judge with somebody that Barack Obama could appoint. Much back and forth that the Congress needs to delay. The move like this has short-term consequences and long-term consequences. President Obama, again, he's president. He has a job to do. I wouldn't be surprised that he nominates. I mean, this is his job, even if you want it to be nice to the GOP. All right? And if they are feeling very confident that Hillary or Bernie are going to win, doesn't make a lot of sense for President Obama to wait. So I'm sure there's already a short list out. There's already been some flirtations and rumors of who's going to be appointed. Keep in mind that with Ronald Reagan, you know, when this happened near an election year, he had multiple rejections of his nomination. So whoever's nominated first is probably not very excited because they're probably going to be the first to be declined. So they're probably like, no, make me the third nomination because then I'll hopefully get in. So I'm not surprised if President Obama was doing his job, it would be to nominate somebody, okay? I know everybody says it's not right to nominate somebody during an election year, but we still have a long way to go in this year. I mean, it's not October 2016. It's still February. So he has the time for him to wait. He's going to be getting political backlash anyway, so he might as well, you know, take advantage of the situation. For Congress, however, it's another story. Okay, strategically, as Donald Trump had brought up, delay. If they could delay the nomination and allow a new president to appoint, that's assuming that one of them gets to win the election, then we could, then the United States could have a potential of a Supreme Court justice that now is more conservative, hence pushing it back to 5-4. This is very tumultuous. This is going to be a very, very rough next, probably, it's going to be a rough year anyway. We got the South Carolina caucus coming up, then we got Nevada, and it's a very, 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 very busy political time. I'm not sure what the answer is. All right, and it's a shame that this is what is taking over the conversation. You know, we're not talking about Scalia and all the good that he did. I thank him for his service. I think a lot of us have. It appears he died peacefully after a very long, rich life. And he had a blessed life, and I wish that on all the Supreme Court justices, no matter where they politically lean. It's a shame. My problem with this whole thing is how law is interpreted based on political leaning. That has always bothered me. If there's the law of the land, you know, and I love the idea that there's discourse, and I love the idea that there's debate. I mean, you know, the Bible is debated. All right, I mean that, but when, you know, the Supreme Court's supposed to look at something and say, is it constitutional, is it not constitutional? Does this work, or does it not work? I don't understand how if you're a Republican, the Constitution means one thing. If you're a Democrat, the Constitution means another. I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, that's the whole premise of these political parties. It shouldn't be. I think political parties should be, all right, what are your priorities for people? If your priorities for people are national security, economy, blank, 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 you seem to be more Republican-leaning. If your priorities are more health and education, and I'm just randomly, I'm sure both sides obviously care about both. But I would think that a priority, okay, we want to save money, cut taxes, and do this, that's more of a conservative approach. We want to spread the wealth. We want everyone to benefit. We want a type of society where you don't have class warfare, that type of thing. That's more of a liberal ideology. To me, that just makes sense. But when you have laws that come forth the Supreme Court and it's predictable on how they rule, I don't know. It just, you know, that's why they're judges. It's because we expect a very neutral, you know, decision. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what's been going on with Zika? Well, from what we understand, Russia has now claimed that they have their first case, and we're getting reports on that. So I don't have any final information on that. I apologize. And then Hawaii has declared a state of emergency over the Zika virus. Plus, they have an outbreak of dengue fever. So Hawaii Governor David, I apologize for mispronouncing this, Eager. Ike declared a state of emergency to fight mosquito-borne illnesses, including the dengue fever and Zika. The state has been in a mess. I apologize. I'm chewing gum. Why am I chewing gum? Oh, that's like the number one rule in radio. Don't chew gum. All right. Sorry about that. I want to be nice and fresh. See, for Valentine's Day, there was a lot of kissing, so I had to have fresh breath, so I guess I got into the habit of chewing gum. Sorry. There. Okay. Nice fresh breath. There we go. The state, unfortunately, has been in the midst of a dengue fever outbreak on Hawaii's Big Island. There have been over 250 confirmed cases. No locally transmitted cases of Zika, but the governor said there is concern that the islands could be at risk because the mosquitoes that carry dengue fever can also carry Zika. So they're doing everything they can to be prepared, to be proactive, and to prevent vector-borne diseases here in Hawaii. The emergency proclamation could then help the state when the state calls for an emergency proclamation. They're allowed to acquire more money to control outbreaks. Now, some of you will say, well, why don't we all do that? Let's just have every state declare an emergency. I think you have to qualify and keep in mind these news headlines. If somebody does not read deeper into the article, when you see a news headline saying Hawaii is declaring a state of emergency over Zika, what do you think that does to tourism? What do you think that does to their economy? People are like, oh, don't go to Hawaii. There's Zika in Hawaii. Don't go to Hawaii. So a lot of you guys that are spending about $1,000 per ticket now to go to Hawaii, because I think that's what the price is now to fly to Hawaii, you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to pass, and I'll spend that money to go elsewhere. So they have to be very, very careful. A state has to really be calculating this type of move to say we need this, and we need the extra emergency funds. And bravo for them stepping up. There's 250 confirmed cases. I agree with that move, okay? I would have probably started even a little earlier, but I totally get it. So Hawaii right now is starting to build up its, or is rushing to build up its mosquito control staff after a December report from the CDC highlighted deficiencies in their vector control department. The state had slashed its mosquito control and entomology staff when there was the recession. So there were 56 employees in 2009, down to 25 positions in 2016. So health officials are now searching for funding to rebuild the staff, and the Department of Health plans to hire 10 new staffers with the money the governor releases. So, there's a few jobs there if you want. So they are actively hiring new staff and entomologists that will be dedicated to Hawaii Island that will be starting next week, as well as additional communications and vector control staff. Exactly. How many of you guys wanted to have a job in Hawaii? All right. If you're an entomologist, you must be salivating at this. Here's my thing. Hawaii's gorgeous. I don't know if I could live there because it's a very long flight to anywhere else. Me, I'm in too much of a hurry, and I want to be able to drive to get out of Dodge. Remember the movie Independence Day? That movie really hit home with me, and I know Independence Day. Yeah, with Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith. Yeah, that movie really hit home because if you didn't have a car and couldn't get out of Dodge, then you were killed by the aliens. So I want to live in a place where I can have a car and get out of Dodge if I have to. And that's just me because of Independence Day. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's great. I could go west. I could go east. I could go north. I could go south in my car. And I'm very, very happy. All right, so that's me. Officials stress that Hawaii is still a safe place to visit. No travel advisories have been issued about Hawaii. Tourism has been off to a strong start in 2016 because a lot of people are now avoiding South America and Mexico. But they say don't be alarmed right now. There are active Zika outbreaks on Pacific Islands, including American Samoa. Flights between American Samoa and Hawaii run several times per week. So we'll keep you posted if there's going to be any changes on what's happening in Hawaii. Of course, 250 cases is concerning. And remember, you could not be a pregnant female or a woman desiring to be pregnant, and your being there could still pose a public threat. Your being in any Zika-infested area because a mosquito can bite you, take your blood, transmit it to somebody else who doesn't want Zika. So, I would not at this point say don't travel to Hawaii. But I would, if you were considering getting pregnant, I would just kind of very carefully watch the situation and, because it's just, Every day there's more news. To review a little bit of the history here, Fox News did a great job coming up with a timeline on Zika's origin and spread. Because, you know, a lot of times we aren't getting the full story. I mean, we know that it was discovered back in the 40s, first human case in the 50s, but what's been happening since then? So what they said is back in 1947, scientists researching yellow fever in Uganda's Zika forest isolate the virus and samples taken from a rhesus monkey. So for those of you that want to know where did Zika get its name, it came from Zika forest, okay? The virus was recovered from the Aedes africanus mosquito in the Zika forest by 1948. 1952, the first human cases detected in Uganda and Tanzania. In 1954, the virus was found in a young girl in Nigeria. In the 1960s and the 1980s, Zika detected in mosquitoes and monkeys in multiple countries stretching across equatorial Africa. 1969 to 1983, Zika is found in equatorial Asia, including India, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Pakistan. In 2007, Zika spreads from Africa and Asia to cause the first large outbreak in the Pacific island of Yap. That was in 2007. So there was, looks like, a large outbreak then. I'm not, again, I don't have any data on what the microcephaly cases were, because remember, Zika is a virus that many times doesn't cause, manifest itself with very serious symptoms, although they are now looking into death and Guillain-Barré in some cases being reported. But the big damage it causes is microcephaly, babies being born with small heads. We didn't hear much in 2007 about a bunch of babies being born with small heads. So this large outbreak might have been a Zika virus outbreak that caused flu-like symptoms, but hopefully nothing else. They need to look back and see what happened to pregnant women that had it. 2012, two distinct lineages of the virus are identified by researchers. You have the African lineage and the Asian lineage. In 2013 to 2014, Zika outbreaks in French Polynesia, Easter Island, the Cook Islands, and New Caledonia. Retrospective analysis going back is showing possible link to birth defects and severe neurological complications in babies in French Polynesia. Now we're in 2015. March 2nd, Brazil reports an illness characterized by skin rash in the northeastern states of Brazil. April 29, 2015, the samples are testing positive for Zika. By July, Brazil reports detection of neurological disorders in newborns associated with history of infection. By October 5th, Cape Verde reports cases of illness with skin rash. By October 22nd, Colombia is confirming cases. October 30th, Brazil starts to report unusual increase in cases of the microcephaly with babies with abnormally small heads. By November 11th, Brazil declares this a national public health emergency. Throughout November and January, cases are reported in Suriname, Panama, El Salvador, Mexico, Guatemala, Paraguay, Venezuela, French Guiana, Martinique, Puerto Rico, Guyana, Ecuador, Barbados, Bolivia, Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, Curaçao, and Jamaica. February 1st, 2016, the World Health Organization declares this a public health emergency of international concern. So that's where we are. We're having states now, algorithms for when doctors should test, and we'll keep you posted when we get that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Speak,
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you were a little confused that we were already into Lent, okay? Lent started early. This was kind of one of the earlier times that Lent starts because Easter comes early. Remember, Lent is the 40 days from Ash Wednesday until Easter. So many are preparing for Easter, fasting, prayer, etc. And so Valentine's Day came on Lent, and many of you guys give up sex for Lent. So that was a pretty difficult Valentine's Day. Many of you also give up red meat or meat, period. Interesting. There's a report. Actually, they have a map on what people across the country are giving up for Lent. It appears to be the most popular item is meat, where 8 states, okay, are very actively giving up on meat, whereas then alcohol comes in second. Many Christians that observe Lent, obviously they give up one thing for the 6 weeks. And so they polled people to find out what they were giving up. The data was aggregated by Google, which sampled each state's most popular Lent search item. Oh, I thought they also polled people as well. There's another study where they polled people, but this is interesting because it was the most popular Lent search item. All right, well, I don't know if that's the most accurate way to do this. But anyway, food items like dairy, meat, sweets, sugar, and chocolate were by far the most popular choices. They say Georgia, Oregon, Maine, and Tennessee were most popular to give up social media. Ooh, that's a tough one. Oklahoma said they were giving up fear. While people in Washington said they wanted to give up dating. Idahoans, I guess, are giving up TV and movies as they give up Netflix. Wow. People from Kansas giving up makeup. Many states, including California, giving up sex. So on the list was coffee, sweets, etc. I mean, I gave up Brussels sprouts. But I didn't think, you know, maybe I'll step it up a little bit to give up social media. That's tough. That was 40 days. Good for you guys. You know, I think it's, I'm Jewish. So for us, we have our holidays, we always think that our holiday is one of the hardest, you know, to observe because of all the rules and regulations and the fasting and the observances and all the holidays, you know, but I don't know if I could go 40 days without something. Like, for example, for us with Passover, which is going to be coming up soon, Passover, you have to give up anything with yeast, okay? And so that's a lot of carbs and a lot of sugars and a lot of sweets. And to do that for 8 days is very difficult. Okay, but it's only 8 days. Okay, but I mean, you literally do. So a lot of us get constipated. We eat matzah. The problem is there's, you know, a lot of companies that came up with, you know, sweets and carbohydrates that don't have yeast, so you could still get your fix if you need to during Passover. And I mean, to me, you know, and I have to admit, I cheat. I will eat something that I think still is okay in the Bible, that is kosher for Passover. But to me, that's not the point. The point is you're supposed to sit there and, you know, be in prayer and remembrance of, you know, what our Hebrew slaves went through and, you know, how many people had to die in order for us to still exist, as well as, you know, God smiling upon us and you know, saving us and, you know, stepping in. And so it's, I don't know, you know, when you kind of cheat like that, as I understand, my Brussels sprouts for Lent probably isn't doing a lot. But remember, I'm Jewish and I have to celebrate Passover. So I'm taking it really easy so I could at least be a part of Lent with all you guys. But yeah, Brussels sprouts. How many times do I eat Brussels sprouts throughout the year? Well, I actually extend my Lent observation all year long. So I don't eat Brussels sprouts pretty much all year long. And again, it really hurts. It really, really hurts. And then we have Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is our Day of Atonement. And that's where we just fast completely, no food or water for a day. And it's actually not that hard to do. I mean, you know, you get headaches, you know, and some of us that are hypoglycemic, you know, if you're sick, you're allowed to eat. If you're a kid, you're allowed to eat. Sometimes you could do a half day, depending on how religious you are. But, you know, if you're a child, et cetera. But, I mean, I do it the whole day, and that's kind of easy. But here's the problem. All right, you got to be careful with this. During Yom Kippur, you are so, I guess, I mean, you know, you're in temple and you're praying, etc. But sometimes you are so fixated on the fact that you're fasting that you're not really taking in the whole service. And so for me, at that 24th, 25th hour, sometimes I go 25 hours, I'm like, I got to go get some water. Well, I'm missing out on the service that could still be going on. And so, you know, we all we all observe in different ways. To me, it's really important for me to still do my fast, but I don't think it's enough, you know? And so for those of you observing Lent, all the power to you. I think it's a beautiful time of year. And, I wish more of us, you know, had a religion. I don't care what religion it is, but I think it's really, really beautiful where you stop and look at what you have and you thank the Lord for it or thank whoever you believe in for it or just, you know, even if you don't believe in God, you know, you're thankful for what you have. And it's not just about you. It's about the whole picture. And being about the whole picture, I think is really cool. All right, so that's just me. And if doing without meat or sex is a part of that, way to go. More meat for me. More meat and sex for me. Now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, while we're talking about sugar, all right, this was interesting. There are 10 simple tricks to slash your sugar intake by 30%. This is being brought by a nutritionist, Helen Money. She's put together a list of 10 simple ways to cut down on sugar in your diet. So, one, try swapping your sugary cereal for unsweetened porridge. Okay, so that's probably oatmeal. She's British. Mixed by a handful of berries, and that could cut your sugar intake by over 30%. So some oatmeal and berries, a much healthier choice than sugary cereal. Swap your sugary drinks for water. All right. I wouldn't go to diet drinks either. When you make milkshakes, use fresh fruit, then sugar to make your milkshake. At breakfast, you could use some peanut butter as opposed to jam. That gives you some oils and natural oil, and it's yummy and it fills you up. They say you got to watch for sugar in soups and pizza and that kind of stuff. Ketchup has a lot of sugar. Make a sugar chart. Monitor what you're taking. A lot of us go, no, we're fine. You need to actually write this stuff down. And then make sure you have regular, structured eating, okay? Don't be like, oh, you know what, I'll grab this, okay? That's the problem. If you don't eat regular meals, you start to get hypoglycemic, you start to crave things, and then you will unfortunately reach out for something sweet. That's what I do all the time. Oh, there's some chocolate? Be careful with that. Add vanilla, orange, or lemon extract, or cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger when you're making homemade cookies and baked goods so you could cut back on the sugar. Now, bananas, you got to be careful because that has a lot of sugar. So, but I would rather you add fruit, right, to some of your meals than add, you know, I love cooking chicken and apples. I love putting apples in a lot of food. It sweetens the meat and it makes it taste yummy, and I don't have to add a lot of salt in that. So sometimes that kind of works. And then sometimes when you start to have cravings, they say take some like tea or a hot drink. When you do that, it causes you to not want to, eat, you know, sugar. When your food takes longer to eat, the cravings go down. See? All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free 888-803-4438 and ask about this special offer.
Thank you. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.